Welcome back, and thank you for listening to Elevated on Radio Pulpit. We really do appreciate your time today. With me on the line, I now have the gospel singer Bongani, who's just released a lot of new music, and I can't wait to get to know the man behind the music and the ministry better. Bongani, good day, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good day, my sister Chinalee. Thank you very much for having me on your wonderful radio.
Bongani, before we get into the music, you've released quite a few new songs. Qawe number one, we're going to play that for our listeners in a bit as well. Nzaku Lava as well. Bafihlile Moira. I know you will explain to me what all that means. But before we get into your music, just tell our listeners a bit about yourself and your music journey.
My name is Bongani, hailing from the Mpumalanga province, far east of Nelspruit, recently known as Mbombela. I'm a member of the Zion Christian Church. I was born and raised within it. My musical career started when I turned, I think I was around 17 in 1998, when we formed a church choir, which was based within the church, and we then got invites from people from around the community, where we then won competitions and were inspired by people to say, let us take this thing further into a recording career. Then that's how it all started.
That's incredible, Bongani. And I'm listening to you talking about the 1990s. And it's making me realize that we are getting older because we're already in 2024. Back then, Bongani,
Yes.
when you just started out in the music industry, was there a lot of resources available in Mpumalanga for young, upcoming gospel artists, or not really?
That was the hardest thing about doing music and around those times, because our province at that time was less or disadvantaged, if I may put it that way. And what we had just started was also rare, and it was a very difficult exercise. But then never looked back, because we're inspired by the fact that we wanted the gospel to be preached through music.
And who was it along the way, Bongani, that really helped you to get a breakthrough? I ask that because I know that many a times in our journey, God will send us destiny connectors, people that either help us to get a breakthrough or help us to discover who we are in Christ. Who is it that really was that destiny connector for you?
All right, my situation was partially different, but then joining the choir, I was given a role of being a lead singer. That's where I realized that I got a bit of some talent. Then we went out to look for people who were going to produce our music professionally. So I met a man who has already passed on, called Nkosana Charles Cody, who was doing the very same genre as us. Was residing in Pretoria. Then he is the one who gave us direction. But in terms of inspiration, we grew up listening to their music, and we're also intrinsically motivated, because it just started from within us that let us preach the gospel through music as young boys at that age.
Bongani, I know that when you do gospel music, when you're writing this music, there's normally a testimony behind the music, something that a place that God has brought you out of, a journey that you've walked with God. If you were to tell our listeners today, what's Bongani's testimony? What is it that God has done for you? What would you say?
The list of things that God has done for me is endless. But then what I can say is that I'm a living testimony of how grace can work on a person. I had the hardest and very bad upbringing as a young boy. There's no kind of suffering that I don't know. But then the testimony that I hold is that all things have changed. It's a different situation altogether right now. So I carry a positive message to the people that as long as you have got that relationship with Jesus Christ, that you pray unto him with belief and faith, deep faith that all things will turn around, it definitely can, and it will definitely happen. So this is the message that I have for people to come to Jesus Christ so that their situations can be given attention, just as mine was given attention.
Bongani, you mentioned that as a young boy, there's no suffering that you did not know. When we look at our society today, a lot is being done to try and create an environment for our young boys to become strong men and leaders of our society. What is it that you think the church can do more? How do we, as the kingdom, really empower young boys so that they can become men, the men of God that God has called them to be, and good fathers?
In fact, in the Bible, we realize that the kingdom of God shall come. When we decide of building something that we call a church, we just have to make sure that whatever that is promised in the kingdom of God is experienced by the young boys and young ladies in a church environment. So I think pastors or church leaders should give young people a chance to prove what they can do in Christ. Leading, participating, they need to also find a hobby within the church so that they can enjoy being in church, and definitely repentance will find them there. Because as a young person, you just join a church and you enjoy whatever that you're enjoying. Some go there for music, but eventually you know that they will find themselves repenting in a long run. So I think in a church situation, a church situation should be a true resemblance of the kingdom of God that we've been promised that it shall come one day. So that environment in there should be that kind of an atmosphere that says this is what the kingdom of God is going to look like.
Amen, amen. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the voice of Bongani, the gospel artist, who's our special guest here on Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee, belong today. And before we continue our conversation, I'd now like to listen to one of your songs, Bongani. It's entitled Power Number One. Please tell us about it. What is this song all about?
By Tawe, we are referring, Tawe is a Nguni word, talking about, referring to a hero. A hero in this regard, we are talking about Jesus Christ as hero number one, the one who has fought many of my battles. So if you listen to the song, it's only a way of praising the good deeds that Jesus Christ has done in my life. Tawe number one, we are calling unto you, Yizwa Siyakumemeza, we are calling unto you to come and attend to our situation. So it's definitely talking about Jesus Christ as hero number one.
Bongani, I know you've been doing this for a very long time, but what does it mean to you to hear your music playing on radio?
Ooh, it's a soothing feeling. It's a very satisfying feeling because the idea was for the music to reach people. So when it plays on radio, I know very well that many people are listening to radio, and the message has reached their ears, and through their ears it goes straight to them, to their hearts, and it's going to touch somebody. It's very good to hear yourself talking positively and talking or say bringing good news to people about Jesus Christ. It's very soothing. It's a very nice feeling.
And we absolutely need that good news now more than ever. We're trying to spread the good news of hope, unity, and love in our country. And I think that your music will help do that as well. Kawe Number One, of course, not the only new song that you've released. Tell us all about the other songs as well. I tried my best earlier to pronounce it. Is it Bafisi? Bafli? What? Bafisile.
Bafisile Moria. Yeah,
Bafisile
Bafisile
Moria.
Moria. Yeah, the Bafisile Moria is a title track of the new album that I've just released. It was released now in April this year, 2024, after so many songs that I've written. I've written over 45 songs.
Sure.
I've recorded about four albums so far. So this one, it's my third solo offering. Called Bafitile Moria. Bafitile Moria, it's a Sotho word. Bafitile is a Sotho word that says they have arrived. So Moria, we are talking about a place If you remember the story of Abraham and Isaac, it's a mountain thing, whereby Abraham was sent up to the mountain to perform a ritual that was an instruction direct from God. So here in South Africa, we've got a place in Limpopo called Moria, where it's a pilgrimage of the Zion Christian Church. So it's a place where many of the Zionists believe that when they get there, in spirit, they connect directly with God. So when we arrive there, we believe that we can now send our messages and they will definitely reach God with immediate effect. Just like any church, we say a church is a house of the Lord. So when we get there, in one word, in one tongue, in one voice, we speak and God hears us. That is definitely what is being said. So what is it that is about the Bafikile Moria thing? We are saying people must gather together and speak in one voice. And when they speak in one voice, that song says, Bafikile Moria, Barapelele, meaning that when we arrive there, we need to be prayed for and we need to confess to our sins and we need to get good messages. Then we also have to receive what we call forgiveness where we have gone wrong. So the message around here is about people gathering where they regard that place as a holy place, the house of the Lord, and speak to God and with the hope that whatever that they are asking for, God is going to respond to that one. So we are saying to God, when we arrive in the holy cities, the holy places, the houses of the Lord, may God lend us his ear.
Amen, amen. Bongani, I'm listening to you now, and I'm listening to you saying that you've written over 40 songs. This is your fourth album, over the years, of course, that you have produced. I'm wondering that when you're sitting and you're writing all these songs and you're recording this music, how do you keep hope alive that your music will reach the radio, will reach the ears of the nations? I'm asking that because many people might be sitting at home, they're writing a book, they're starting a project, but nobody ever sees it. And we need to keep the hope alive that one day we will get that breakthrough. How do you keep hope alive, Bongani?
I think our hope should be based on the faith that we have with the one that we are talking about. Because definitely, if you are talking positive or talking about God, somebody will listen to you. Nobody doesn't know God. People may believe in different things, but after all, the issue of God is one certain thing that everybody, no person will tell you that they don't know God. So the issue of faith, in my first, in our first record, recorded album, we had no people didn't understand music, that music needs to be marketed, stuff like that. So we had very few people receiving the music, but those few who received the music were definitely made aware that they have received a message of hope, a message of repentance, a message of good news. So we knew that if we did it for the first time and people received it, what about that second, third, fourth, and fifth time? Each time when we release music, there are new people who get to know us. Just like now, there's somebody who's listening to me and hearing that there's a guy called Bongani from Mpumalanga hearing about me for the first time. And that person, if he receives the good news, my hope is it's just mounted on such things that I know that I'm going to win one soul or two souls one day, talking about Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of our lives.
Amen. Now, Bongani, I would like to encourage our listeners to get their pens and paper ready or their cell phones ready. We're going to share the details of how you can get into contact with Bongani very, very soon. I do want to ask you, Bongani, before we get there, the kind of music you do is very niche. It's for a very specific market. Do you think over the years we've seen progress? We've seen this genre of music cross boundaries and more people of different backgrounds and languages start to also enjoy this specific genre of music? Or do you think more needs to be done to get it to cross over?
Thank you very much for this question. I don't know. It's like I could pay you for asking that question. In fact, the way I put together the sounds in my music and the way I compose music, I don't compose music specifically for certain groups of people. Those who watch TV, they will tell you that my music, it's a salad bowl. Everybody in all my albums, there's something that somebody will understand. There's contemporary there. There's deep Zion. There's ecstasy style. There's just Afro soul gospel kind of a thing. It becomes a salad. So for everybody to listen to it and get a message out of it. And I thank you again for that question. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, Bongani. As we conclude our conversation, I want to ask you, what's your message of hope and unity for our country, South Africa? I ask that as we, of course, enter a new dispensation in our country with a government of national unity. Our new ministers were just sworn in this week as well, here in our country in South Africa under the government of national unity. And all we can do right now is to try and stand together and spread a message of a hope in our country. What would your message to South Africans be, Bongani?
The people of South Africa have spoken, they've chosen whoever that they've chosen. Now, in the Book of Kings, we realize that we need to pray for our leaders. The role of Christians in this kind of a situation is to pray for our leaders. Let us use our knees and use our mouths to speak to God to at least give our leaders guidance because, you know, the problem in society will arise worse or will arise and give us good fruits if we have God in the hearts and minds of people who are leading the country. It is very unfortunate if we are going to find Christians resting, not praying for their leaders. We just have to make sure that we pray for our leaders for whatever that they want to do wrong or something ungodly that they want to pass as a law or as a legislation. We need to pray for God to stop it before it happens so
Amen.
that our leaders will get this kind of wisdom that King Solomon was provided with.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bongani, once again, thank you so much for your time here on Radio Pulpit. I do appreciate it. If people would like to get a hold of you, buy your music, get the CD, download the music, book you for an event, how do we do that?
It's very simple to hook up with me. They go to Facebook. My name is Bongan. There's a page, Bongan the musician. There's also mine, which is complete, Bongane Hubert Makubule. Then there's also an email address that they can send to me, BMAKUBULE at gmail.com. Or they can also call me or WhatsApp me on 082-536-1086. Then we'll definitely make ourselves available to talk.
There we have it. That number again is 082-536-1086. 082-536-1086. Bongani, God bless you and your music ministry as you continue to touch hearts for Jesus Christ across the nations. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, and may God bless you and all our listeners. Thank you very much.